My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. This next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers clip is sponsored by Surf Easy. Surf Easy is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, as Davin and his scammer girlfriend Agnes write their sex scene, we learn about a detachable penis, anal, 69, and Pip's concern about hygiene. So listen and enjoy.
Let's add one anal to the scenes and make it diverse.
What a gal. What a gal.
She's willing to take
what
one for the team.
Team, right.
She certainly
what a gal.
Is.
She's willing to take a lot for the team,
yeah,
I think.
Really. I go, okay, sounds good. Do you want it in this scene? She's like, yes.
Yes, I want it.
I go, okie dokie. I think we need more foreplay before we start the sex. Now I'm abroad.
I know. Do you want to
have flowers
dinner?
In a room, honey bunch?
Remember, I write classy points. Mm. I go, okay, they start kissing. Then Sabrina holds her guy's cock and removes it. Ouch.
See Lorena Bobbitt?
Ow!
The dog's like, is that going in me?
That hurt my dick.
The dog runs out with it like a bone. Chase the dog around the yard with my cock. Here, boy.
Well, it is a bone.
Gipe.
How come you got bite marks on your shafts? I'm asking questions.
Detachable penis.
This cock and removes it.
I thought you'd like that. I thought you'd enjoy that little passage. There's more.
Okay.
And then
put it back when you're done.
And then start sucking it. After that, Randy also goes down, and sucks and licks her pussy. What a classy religious gal I got.
I know.
Okay. Are they taking turns, or is it 69?
Yeah.
It's a very good question.
It is.
She goes,
never mind what year it is.
Now, remember, at one point I had to explain to her what 69 was.
I know.
She goes, well, they do take turns, and after that, they do the 69.
Okay, but 69. Sounds like a dance.
Doesn't it?
Come on, baby.
Everybody's doing the 69.
Do the 69. Come on, baby.
We were doing locomotion, he was doing the twist.
I know.
Sorry.
As usual, well, Joe's fucking it up.
No, it doesn't matter.
I go, sounds sexy. She goes, thanks. I go, keep going. Give me position or act by act, and then we will put in some dialogue and move on. She goes, all right. They start with missionary, then they continue with doggy, and then come standing and fucking. Where is the anal that you want to add? Let's put it before the standing and fucking.
Wait, no.
Okay, so he's going to put it back in Punani after he puts it in her bum?
Thank you. That's where I just went. I was like, no.
I go, you are so nasty. She goes, I learned from the best.
Yeah, but it would be more nasty if they did the anal and then they went back to the Punani.
She goes, is it cool? I go, yep. is he going to come in her or on her? Ooh. She goes, on her.
There's a girl. Yeah.
I go, okay, on her breast, face, or back? Such a fucking stickler for details.
Breasts.
That's what she said.
Good girl.
You're the same person.
Yeah. See, now you notice that Joe, when you're talking to her live before the show starting, Joe is not quite here yet, is he?
No. Good point. She goes, breasts. She goes, it means she should have big breasts then. I go, yeah, not necessarily.
Why?
I think small breasts can handle sperm, too.
You have a big tits, dude. What are you doing?
Well, because she had given this character small breasts originally.
Yeah, she did.
All right.
I go, I think you said she was small-breasted originally, didn't you? I'm trying to keep to the script. Okay, sounds cool. What's next, she says. I go, dialogue. We need some conversation that leads up to the foreplay.
My ass hurts.
Do me.
And then some conversation during. Make it freaky and fun during. Let your mind run wild.
Oh, great.
Okay. Randy is undressing, and Sabrina walks in and sees Randy's cock, big, and she goes like, wow, what a big dick. I feel like sucking it. Happens to me every day. You know, this is like fucking real porn.
I know.
And taking it deep into my throat and talking like Joe for 45 minutes. After she finishes sucking his dick, he puts his finger into her pussy, and he's like, you are wet. Your pussy is juicy. I am going to fucking kill that pussy today.
Kill it?
Much like that joke.
She's doing a callback.
Yeah, she is.
Even Pip's like, wow, a callback.
Callback.
I go, okay, so this is a rough sex scene? She goes, yeah, it is. Fucking freak. I go, now, before he fucks her, he goes down on her, correct? She goes, yes. Okay, give me some dialogue during the sex. Be creative. The actors have generic stuff, but they don't know how to write. This is where we earn our money.
I'm upset. PETA is going to be upset about this whole scene because they're fucking the dog. They're killing the pussy.
The dog gets off. Everybody's fine.
They took the guy's cock off.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
She goes, after
shit all over the place.
After the foreplay, Sabrina tells him, come and fuck me with that big cock. I go, okay, that's fine, but we need something more outrageous. She goes, okay. Ah, your dick is so long. I like how the dick feels in my tight pussy. Ah, wow. The dick feels so deep inside my pussy. I want to see my cum all over that fucking dick.
Wow.
I go, that last part was hot. And I meant it.
I think Davin needs a moist towel.
I go, this is more what we're looking for. Keep going. Yeah. I'm almost finished. She goes, your dick feels so good. Yeah, ride that fucking dick into my tight pussy. Fuck me hard, fucking stroke my clit, and Joe would need a directional. I go, okay, sounds good. Now we should get some dialogue right before he puts it in her bum. And right afterwards when he puts it in her vajayjay again.
Oh, God. Mm. Oh.
Really, that's the part that freaks you out?
Yes. Never A to V. Never.
You don't...
E. coli. Nasty. You don't go from ass to vagina.
You don't watch movies.
You're not supposed to.
I certainly am. What else am I supposed to do? Work?
No. I don't mean you're not supposed to watch. Oh. I mean you're not supposed to go in that direction.
All right, there's not like a fucking direction with a bitch, all right? You know what? You know, they don't tell you what to do. You just find your way.
No. You never go ass to mouth, ass to V. You don't do it. Sorry.
There's nothing like the smell of rubbing alcohol right before you do pipi-o in this whole environment.
Be careful of those fishers, too.
Yeah, I know.
Get it out of there.
Yeah, because the waiters and
guys,
those little...
Guys, you're ruining my sexiness.
I'm sorry.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.